USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The chief of staff for the vice president has tested positive. Mark Short went into quarantine Saturday after learning of his positive COVID-19 test. Both Vice President Pence and his wife Karen tested negative on Saturday. In a statement, his office said that while Short is considered a close contact with the vice president, Pence would be maintaining his schedule. President Trump was on the campaign trail Saturday through several battleground states, holding rallies in Ohio and Wisconsin, and telling a crowd in Lumberton, North Carolina, about his work to help the middle class.
I fight for the middle class, and Biden and his cronies serve only one class. They serve the donor class, believe it or not. Now, in all fairness, the donor class, I would be the greatest in history. All I have to do is call them, send 10 million, send 10 million. Everyone would send 10 million. But once you do that, you can't deal with them anymore. Once you do that, you can no longer do what's right for you.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Most of the San Francisco Bay Area could be in the dark come Sunday. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns explains why.
Pacific Gas and Electric may cut power to more than a million people Sunday to prevent the chance of sparking wildfires as extreme fire weather returns to the region. The nation's largest utility announced the move yesterday. They said it could black out customers in 38 counties, including most of the San Francisco Bay Area. The forecasts are calling for a return of bone-dry, gusty weather that carries the threat of downing power lines or other equipment that have been blamed for igniting massive and deadly blazes in recent years, particularly in central and northern California.
Meanwhile, wildfires in Colorado have turned deadly as two people are confirmed dead in the East Troublesome Fire burning in northern Colorado. That blaze has burned more than 188,000 acres, becoming the second biggest fire in state's history. The largest, the Cameron Peak Fire, has torched nearly 207,000 acres and is burning just miles away. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
If the words, the ice cream machine is broken, break your heart, you're not alone.
If you're craving a McFlurry and the ice cream machine at your local McDonald's is broken, a 24-year-old software engineer will help you save your time and gas by using his app. Rashik Zahid launched McBroken. It displays a map of every McDonald's location in the U.S. with working ice cream machines getting a green dot, locations without one, a red dot. And a column on the right compiles statistics. Currently, over 7% of Mickey D's ice cream machines in the U.S. are broken, according to McBroken. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Lior.
A sample taken from an asteroid 200 million miles away by a NASA probe is floating away particle by particle. NASA says the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft descended to the surface of the asteroid Bennu this week, reached out and took a sample of the rock. However, the craft took more of the asteroid than expected, and now the sample container is jammed open with the sample slowly escaping. NASA engineers are rushing to get the canister back on the return capsule as quickly as possible for the long journey back to Earth. Scientists hope that their sample will shed some light on how the planets in our solar system were formed and even how life began on Earth. The Japanese Space Agency is also awaiting the arrival of a sample it took from a different asteroid that's expected to return in December. The OSIRIS-REx vehicle will leave Bennu in March, and what remains of that sample won't return home until 2023. For USA Radio News,